Real quick Bible study. What is a beast? The mark of the beast. I mean, we all know a mark, right? You can look up the definition of a mark, right? We kind of understand that. But what is a beast in referring to the mark of the beast? Many have speculated the mark, but I've noticed that a lot of people don't know what a beast is or what the beast is. So I want to go over it real quick, and we're going to try to do it quickly, but it's right there in Daniel 7. If you go to Daniel 7 in verse 17, it says, these four huge beasts represent four kingdoms that will arise from the earth. So what these four kingdoms are four nations. So the beast is a nation, the mark of the beast, or the mark of a nation, some great nation, right? Because this nation has to be powerful enough to force all people, rich and poor, free and slave, of all nations and of other nations. It has to be able to go over to force in other countries for them to receive their mark. So this really could be saying that it is the mark of a nation. I want y'all to understand that, because I think that would give us a little bit more clarity, because people keep saying, oh, they're going to worship him, talking about Satan or the son of perdition or that man of lawlessness. But the truth is, they're going to worship this nation. Oh, you don't hear me. They're going to worship this beast. This beast is a nation. Let's prove it. Let's continue on. If you go to the scriptures preceding Daniel 7 and 17 scripture, they describe four different beasts. You go to Daniel 7 and 4. The first beast is a lion with eagle's wings, right? I'm just going to paraphrase, right? Daniel 7 and 4. I'm just going to paraphrase it and go through them. And many people, whether that's Christian scholars, Hebrew Israelite scholars, and even Jewish scholars all agree that this first beast is Babylon, or the nation of Babylon, right? The second beast is described as looking like a bear. It's in Daniel 7 and 5. It's described as looking like a bear, and it says that it raised up on one of its sides, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told, get up and eat, fill of flesh. The second beast looked like a bear, right? And most scholars all agree, whether that's Christian, Baptist, non-denominational, Hebrew, Israelite, or Jewish, most scholars all agree that this second beast was Medo-Persia. So the reign of Medo-Persia, which was from about 509 BC, and they say into about 330 BC, right? So this is the time that Medo-Persia or Persia reigned, or that Persia, the nation of Persia, ruled the earth for the most part, right? The third beast was Greece, right? It's described as a leopard. Did anybody see the leopard that was placed in front of the United Nations headquarters in New York City, right? Right. What is going on, right? They put a leopard out there that seemed to have very similar descriptions as this leopard in Daniel 6, where it says, after that, I looked, and there before me, I seen another beast, one that looked like a leopard, and on his backs had four wings, those of wings of like a bird. The beast had four heads, and it was given authority to rule. Looked very similar to this statue that they put up in front of the UN, and many speculated, you know, we are living in them last days in these apocalyptic times. I'm trying to make this quickly because I wanted this to be a real quick Bible study, so forgive me for talking fast, or at least trying to talk fast, right? So this third beast, many agree, all the scholars agree that it's just Greece or the Greeks, right? And they had a rule in a time where they ruled the earth. And I want you guys to know this, because many people maybe not know this, but the Greek Empire and the Roman Empire were pretty much the same empire. Oh God, I'm finna preach to somebody. The Greek Empire in the Roman Empire, pretty much the Greek Empire rolled into the Roman Empire. They were the same exact people, just different names and different titles and different nations. I can prove this even by going to the, I can prove it with the Bible and with history, right? But look at it very similar to this case, the United Kingdom versus America. The United Kingdom and America are pretty much the exact same countries, the same, they're different countries, they're different nations, but they're the same people, right? They're different countries, they're different nations, but they're the same people. The people left the United Kingdom to come to America to create a whole new nation. A whole new nation, different name, some of the same people from the United Kingdom. I hope y'all can understand it, because that's the same thing that happened with Greek. You go to the Bible in Acts 21 and 37, a Roman soldier talking to Paul said this, as the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the commander, may I say something to you? The commander replied to Paul and said this, do you speak Greek? He replied. So the Roman commander spoke Greek. So the Romans spoke Greek. This is very interesting, right? So y'all got to understand this. So the fourth beast all scholars or most scholars agree was Rome. And we go on and on and on about these different beasts. So I just wanted you guys to see, and just so you know, Washington, D.C. was called originally named Rome on the Potomac. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is good, right? So who are the Romans today? Oh, this is good. I ain't got time to get into that. Or who came from the stock of the Romans? Where did that go? Where did that empire go? Who are those people from that same, you go follow that lineage, where did it go back to, right? We don't got time to get into this, right? But it's a nation. The beast is a nation. This people, this nation is going to have a power, is going to have the power to force all people, rich and poor, small and great, to receive their mark. So, for example, the people of Australia will have to receive the mark from this nation. The people in Nigeria will have to receive the mark from this nation. The people in South Korea will have to receive the mark from this nation. They won't be able to create their own mark, even though they are sovereign countries and nations, right? They won't be able to have their own Pfizer or Moderna. It would have to come from the nation. Oh, my goodness. You don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. The people in these countries will have to take the mark from this great nation. This nation will force them to take it. They will not be able to have their own mark. And lastly, before I go, hopefully we made this quick. Many people say, I've heard even pastors say this. Maybe I'll put a little snippet in because I've heard even pastors say this, that you can't be deceived or tricked into taking the mark. One of the things I hear people saying, because I just did a Q&A about taking the mark, and I didn't get this comment, but I saw one question. A guy said, you know, oh, I thought we were going to have to like willingly take it. I thought we were all going to volunteer. We were going to know we took it. So we would know we took the mark, right? Listen to this, Revelations 19 and 20. But the beast was captured in a false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. So this false prophet is going to perform signs on behalf of this beast. This is so good. With these signs, he deluded those who had received the mark of the beast. Deluded. Deluded means deceived, trick. Matter of fact, in the King James, let's jump to the King James, look. And the beast was taken, and with it, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and had worshiped his image. These both was cast in the lake of fire and burn in brimstone. So he deceived those. He tricked people into taking this mark. You got to see that. You got to see that. I hope y'all can also see that now that you see that the beast is a nation, that now that you can see that the beast is a country or a nation, you can see that when it says that those who worship the beast, wait a minute. I told somebody recently, because somebody asked me about, you know, the mark and you know, in the inoculation. And I said, you know, I don't know not one person who's taken it who doesn't worship the beast, meaning trust in the government, believe in the system. Because that's the only way you would take it. If you, for some reason, have some reservations about this government or this system or this beast, if you say, no, I believe this is the mark, or you don't trust them, then you won't take it. But worship means to trust, to believe in. Worship isn't just reverence and falling all on the ground and how they try to make it seem like it is in church. No, worship means to trust them, right? Do you worship God? I mean, you trust God. I mean, you believe God, right? So I worship you means I trust you. I believe you, right? So when they come to you and they say, hey, we're going to give you this because this is going to help you, or we're going to give you this, you have to trust them in order to take it. And I keep saying over and over again, I'm dead serious. This government has no credibility for anybody to trust them, but especially Black people. How in the world should we trust? I see people now, Black people now, oh my God, I'm going to go on a rant. But I see Black people now talking about, oh, the NFL and how, you know, it's racism. And, you know, the guy just said that it was racist because, what did he say? Oh, it was racist because they didn't hire him as a coach or something like that nature, right? And, you know, saying that, you know, America racially discriminates against Black people. Okay, so wait a minute. So now you're saying that they racially discriminated against us, but just yesterday you was going over there telling me to go stand in line to get that thing, so I'm supposed to trust them, and then you telling me, so one day they discriminate and then the next day that they force, what is it, right? Because if America is a racist nation and it discriminates against Black people, then why are we standing in line to go take their inoculation if they're against us, Right. So what is it? Either they for us or they against. Somebody explain this to me. Right. I don't understand it. Right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Let me get out of here. Revelations 13, 15. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. You got to understand that. So this beast is going to cause all who refuse to trust in them, to believe in them, to be killed, to be cut off, to be canceled, to be thrown in jail. Right. Only a nation can do that. Only a nation can do that. Only a nation has the power to go door to door, start federalize the police, have them go door to door. Anybody who don't trust us, don't believe us, I already didn't show you. Y'all know this. They already created laws. They got one they just created in Seattle, where now that the World Health Organization, or if they deem that you are a health risk, they can come to your house and arrest you, right? Or they deem that you putting out misinformation, they come to your house and arrest you. Right? Oh, come on, somebody. It caused, listen to this, it forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or number of its name. Go right there in Canada, right now in Walmart. As of January 24th, you cannot buy or sell in Walmart unless you have the mark on your right hand or your forehead, the number of its name.
Walmart, this was a bit of a drive from my house. Sorry. This is a bit of drive from my house, but I've got to go see if the madness that I saw on Twitter is actually accurate. Let's just go see, shall we? Oh, we got the sign. Sorry. They've got the sign. Let me just read it for everybody. Starting January 24, due to government mandate, we will ensure that all customers 13 and up are properly vaccinated when entering the store. Yeah, this mask is on, and I'm not showing proof of vaccine. Where's the pharmacy? I'm not showing any proof of vaccination. Where's the pharmacy in here?
You're not showing it?
I'm not showing it.
You can't come in.
Okay, but is there a pharmacy in here?
Yeah, there is
a pharmacy. So I'm allowed to go to the pharmacy without showing my vaccine passport. Yeah. I'd like a Tylenol for the headache that this is all giving me.
Hey, one guy showed us, he said, one guy said, isn't it interesting that in order to check your temperature for C19, they have to scan your forehead? Oh, they don't want to hear it. It's too much for you. It's too much for y'all. See what I'm saying? This calls for wisdom, just as the scripture said. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of a beast, for as the number of a man. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. That number is 666. So it's the number of a man, but it's 666. If you go ahead and calculate the number of vaccination, it's 666 in the gematria calculator. What's going on here? What's going on? You done seen more sixes than you ever seen in your entire life right now. Right now. So what's going on here? This calls for wisdom. Oh, God, help me. I pray that this, you know, gives someone clarity and understanding. I truly do. I wanted to make this really quick. What is a beast in referring to the mark of the beast? So now we know that the beast is a nation. It's going to be a great nation. It has to be a great nation in order for them to force it on all people. And there's and so right now, if we go in order of what's the greatest nation in the world right now, what nation right now is forcing a mark on the whole world? Go look up Mark. Go look up Mark. Just so you know, if you go look up Mark, a synonym for Mark is a shot. I mean, go look it up. I didn't make this up, right? Look, I didn't create the definitions, right? So that's why the Bible said this calls for wisdom, right? This calls for wisdom. All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all soon. Like I said, I honestly pray that this gives someone clarity and understanding in Christ's name. I'll talk to y'all soon. Shalom.
Transhumanism is the merging of biological intelligence with artificial intelligence, and it's happening right now with the magic potion C19 injection. Do not be deceived. The technology within this magic potion is far more advanced than an RFID chip, which is what most people were deceived into thinking will be the mark. You see, the RFID chip technology is very outdated. It's like a Model T Ford compared to a hypercar LaFerrari today. You cannot compare the two. The technology within the magic potion is called quantum dots. These are going to connect people to the global digital sentient world simulation. I know that's a mouthful of words, but it's the reality. Soon every person who has taken the magic potion will have their own avatar in the metaverse, and that's where they will be able to gain digital currency in order to buy, sell, or trade in the world. You see, Satan has one opportunity to get every single person to take the magic potion, and he's done a very good job at tricking the majority of people. For all of you out there who say that the you know what is going to be so blatant obvious that everyone's going to know what it is, when has Satan ever not deceived? When has he ever not been cunning? He's going to trick people, and only the elect of God will not be deceived.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please go subscribe to my new exclusive content page at leodunsonministries.com. You can also go to leodunson.com and hit the subscribe button. But that's leodunsonministries.com. Thank you so much, and may the glory of God, his blessings, and his purpose be upon you. Shalom.